What's up, PA, man? I'm good, man. I'm just enjoying, trying to enjoy the weather, but it starts snowing down here in South Carolina, so it's a little terrible right now.
What, when it snows in South Carolina, even if you get an inch overnight, does that mean, like, all the roads get backed up and everything?
Man, if it's easy... If a little snow comes, we shut down the whole city.
Well, are you training in South Carolina, young man?
Say it again?
Are you training in South Carolina, or are you just there to have a good time?
I'm having a good time. At the end of the day, you know, I'm training a little bit, but I'm trying to spend most time with my family as I can.
Good. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind for you. Season ends. We get a new coach in here. You go to Hawaii. You play in the Pro Bowl. Now you got something going on this weekend in New York City, don't you?
Yes, sir. It's some kind of award show they had. It's like the third or the fourth year they have, and they invited me down. It's something like maybe I could have the player of the year or maybe the rookie of the year, so offensive rookie of the year. So we'll see what happens.
What do you think about that offensive rookie of the year award?
Oh, man, you know, to get the honor, it'll be a great experience. But, you know, it's a lot of great rookies out there who deserve it probably more than I do. You know, we got Ken Allen. He had over 1,000 yards receiving as a rookie. Eddie Lacy had over 1,000 yards rushing as a rookie. So, you know, just be in the same category as those guys, man, it's great.
Cordero, how was the Hawaii experience? 1 year into it, man, you get to go to one Pro Bowl. That's the first time you've been to Hawaii, right?
The first time, man. It was a great experience for me, man. You know, it was kind of overwhelming, you know, being there with all those great guys and just seeing the work habits they have and just being around all those great guys you play against. You don't know that kind of attitude they have, but you know, just being around those guys, all those guys, great.
Is that the first time you've been out of the country?
Yeah.
Oh, no, outside of London. Yeah. Outside of London when the team went to play at Wembley, so you've been there, had to get the passport and everything. Hawaii's a little different than London, right? Markedly warmer, palm trees, tropical vibe. Kind of cool, huh?
Oh, man, it was amazing, man. They got some of the prettiest women down there. I ain't want to leave, to be honest.
Well, the Vikings are set here forever, but if a team were to relocate, you know, you get some people talking about London and Toronto and places like that. You're like, forget that, man. Let's put a team in Hawaii.
Yeah, let's put them in Hawaii, and I'd be the first one to go down there.
You know, you played for a Deion Sanders team, so you got a chance to meet Primetime a little bit. What'd you think of Deion? I'm a big fan.
Oh, man, he's a laid-back guy, man. He's a great guy, man. You know, you get to talk to those guys. You know, you don't get to talk to them as much because so much stuff they're doing, but, you know, just talking to Prime and just hear all the great things he got to say, it's amazing, man. You know, I really don't try to talk to him as much because I don't want to bother up other players and much, but I just sit down and just try to observe a lot of things.
Were you lobbying to get more opportunity during the course of the game outside of that punt return?
Oh, man, I told the receiver coach, you know, I think they tried me a little bit out there, you know. I don't think they used me as much as they supposed to. They just had me out there catching punts and returning punts. So I was a little fed up about that.
But that's what it's like being a rookie, right? I mean, if you're a rookie and you get to go to the Pro Bowl after your first year, maybe mostly because people remember your kick return, specifically at Soldier Field and against the Packers at Mall of America Field, but then you came on late, rushing the ball in and catching the ball and everything. Maybe that's what a rookie has to go through, you know?
Yeah, you know, every rookie, you know, we had to pay our dues, so... You know, at the end of the day, it was a great experience to me just even going to the Pro Bowl and, like I said, be around all those great guys and just trying to learn from those older guys. You know, I couldn't ask for nothing more.
Did you get a chance to meet players from other teams who you exchanged numbers and you kind of liked them? Like DeSean Jackson. I mean, maybe you knew him a little bit, but he was just on your team. Did you get a chance to chat with him much?
Oh, DeSean, he's a great guy. You know, the thing, like him and Dez Bryant, you know, the thing you see on the field, you know, you don't think those guys are that kind of nice until you meet them. But, you know, the really person I stood out with a lot was Jamal Charles and Eddie Lacy. You know, I kind of bonded with him, those guys, like right off the bat.
Does Eddie Lacy think he's going to win the Rookie of the Year award?
Yeah, he do. You know, man, we talk about it all the time. He think he got it down pat right now.
I've asked you this in passing a couple of times before, but I don't want to harp on it too much. But, I mean, if you don't win this award Saturday, and, like, say you run third behind Eddie Lacy, Keenan Allen, and you, say you run second or whatever, you're going to think to yourself, if you had just gotten more opportunity in the first half of the season, you could have won that award. Why didn't you get more opportunity?
PA, I really don't even know that answer myself. You know, sometimes, you know, you sit back, you know, you just think about, like, you know, I did this at the midway of the season. Why didn't they give me more opportunities? But like you say, probably as a rookie, you know, you got to go in and improve yourself every day, and you got to make the coach believe in you. And I feel like the coaches start believing me at the middle of the year, towards the end, and I wish they would have believed me a little more at the beginning. So show them the great things I could have did on the field.
So be square with us, Cordero. Was the playbook a little difficult for you to absorb early in the season so that you didn't exactly know what you were supposed to do?
To be honest, PA, it really wasn't, man. I had great guys like Greg Jennings, Jerome Simpson, Jerry was right. Those guys and Joe Webb, those four guys, they made sure I knew my plays. Like, they wouldn't let me slip. You know, they told me we don't expect you to come in as a rookie and not know anything. You're gonna come in, you're gonna learn this playbook, and you're gonna play.
Yeah.
You know, and they told me that, like, each and every day. So, you know, learning from those great guys, just being around those guys, there's no way you cannot learn the playbook.
Cordero, have you ever looked into a camera and gone after somebody the way Richard Sherman did Michael Crabtree?
Oh, no, PA, man. No, I'm not that kind of guy, man, to blast you on the national TV, man. You know, I say some things to you on the field, but, you know, I don't want it to be all on national TV. You know, on the field, you had all kind of emotions, you know, and Richard Sherman, he let his emotions out.
Yeah.
No kind of strong towards the play, but I'm not that kind of guy.
Richard Sherman's gone after Michael Crabtree. He's gone after Tom Brady. When you guys went back there, he was killing Joe Webb during the game, talking so much trash.
Yeah, he got after Joe Webb a lot. He told me I needed to get in the weight room, but I don't think he was looking at the right person. Right here, say he's in the weight room.
Yeah, who do you like in the game this weekend, Seattle or Denver, and why?
That's kind of a hard choice, you know, PA, because I really like Seattle. Cause I love their defense and their offense, the thing they do. But, you know, Peyton Manning, you cannot go against Peyton Manning. You know, Peyton Manning is a Tennessee guy. And,
yep.
You know, and there's no way I can ever go against a Tennessee guy, so I got to stick with Peyton Manning.
When do you come back here and officially meet Mike Zimmer and your new offensive coordinator, North Turner, when they announce that he's officially the guy?
Oh, I talked to Mike a couple of days ago. You know, he called me. We had a couple of a good conversation. You know, he just the meet and greet or whatever. And, you know, and Turner, you know, I haven't met him yet, but I heard he coached a lot of great guys, man.
Yep.
I heard he coached a lot of great guys. And the thing he did with Josh Gordon last year, you know, his best year this year. And
yeah.
I know it's going to be the same year as this year with us. Well, that's receivers here in Minnesota, and I can't wait.
Yeah, Norv likes to do that vertical power running, vertical passing game. Seriously, man, with Adrian Peterson and you, it's high-end to put you on a Josh Gordon-like season, but you're so talented that who knows, maybe in your second year you can get there. But whatever Josh Gordon did with Cleveland, you want to do that here, right?
Oh, of course, man. You know, Josh, you know, I had the pleasure of meeting Josh this weekend. You know, we talked about Mike a couple of times. I mean, North Turner, we talked about him. You know, he said he's a great guy. You know, he said Hawkins going to have a heck of a year this year because the way Turner runs things.
Cordero, good catching up with you, man. Can't wait to see you when you come back to town. Let's stay in touch, all right?
All right, Peter. I'll see you.